You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Lot to get to over the next 3 hours. Big, big weekend ahead. Falcons and Dolphins, Sunday afternoon, right here in Atlanta. Big college football Saturday. Georgia's off, but Rodney Nabalsi will stop by in about 40 minutes from right now. We'll look back on what happened last Saturday against Ole Miss, how they're spending the bye. Maybe a big Georgia commit on the move potentially this weekend or not. We'll ask him about that and everything else under the sun. But good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. How are you, Abe?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It's a Friday. Happy about that, as always. I don't know. It's just a nice cold morning, chilly, starting to be, you know, low 40s. And then sun pops. I love that you can, if you want to deal with the cold, you can pop outside in the morning. But, like, we're going to get out of here. It's going to be like 68, 70 degrees still.
Yeah, by the time the afternoon comes around, it gets pretty warm.
Little,
it's nice.
Little best of both worlds situation.
It will feel appropriate when tomorrow we get to have one of our, in my opinion, best days of the year in the Bunker family. It's Pumpkin Patch Day.
Mm.
We get to get up to Bert's farm tomorrow and go to the pumpkin patch.
So did you lay out your clothes? You do like a pre-night routine?
A couple years ago, we did like the matching flannels, and it was good. But the kids have since grown out of those, so I don't know. I mean, I've got some ideas. You know, I've got no shortage of flannel shirts and flannel. My wardrobe probably could be best described as like pumpkin patch attire. Like, that's pretty much what it is. I dress like
pumpkin spice
Andy. I'm the male version of a basic, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, fine.
Is this a big family photo day along with just the excursion itself?
All of it. Yep.
I mean, I saw the photos when y'all did the matching bit.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know if you got to rally it up. Get going.
We're going to rally it up. It's going to be good. You got a hayride. You got your pumpkins, obviously. Photos, cider. I think they got pulled pork up there, which is pretty good. So there's a lot of options. It's going to be a good day. One of my favorite days of the year. But that's not what people are fired up about this weekend, obviously. The Hawks play tonight as well, so we'll get into that as the show goes on. But look, I mean, we've been talking about it all week, and we know what it is. This game on Sunday afternoon against the Dolphins is of vital importance. And you know, there could be different paths that they could have taken to get here where we wouldn't be feeling the same way about it, but they're 3-3. They've had a couple stinkers. The last game they played was one. The quarterback is banged up. And you need to get games like this against teams like Miami at home, who are 1-6. And I know that, you know, we're supposed to always root for the most exciting thing. We always want the most exciting possible topic to dig into on the show and the thing that's going to get most people fired up. I'm rooting for a boring outcome on Sunday. That is what I want. Give me a forgettable win over a bad Miami Dolphins team. I don't need a last second field goal. It would be great if they beat them 38-0 or something like that, but I'm not counting on that, and I don't even need that. I just need like 24-13, nobody gets hurt, keep it moving.
Yeah, I think ultimately if we're going to binary code this, it's either a 1 or a 0, right? Like a win is what matters.
Of course.
That's the first thing that matters. I think the next thing that matters is kind of twofold. Assuming Michael Penix plays, obviously escaping this game without any further issue or any setback injury-wise, I think is part of his flow chart. And then also maybe rebuilding some confidence, not from him or for the team, but from the fans about where he is and his development. That's become a big discussion this coming week.
Yeah,
has been his development. Is he learning the offense and this and that? And I just, it's 9 games, man. I think sometimes because it's the second year, because we came into expectations, because we kind of just wrote off the idea, not you specifically, but a lot of people are like, well, he's not going to be there. If they struggle this year, it's certainly not going to be because of Penix. Well, you know, maybe. There's steps that need to be taken. Yes, the win, no doubt. I think you want to see the response offensively, and we've seen a response before. We saw it after the Carolina game to an extent. But individually, the response for Penix and maybe some steps forward. And then the other question is just being asked on the defensive side of the ball, which is obvious, and is that, are you better against the run with a week to prepare with no Divine Diablo against the team in Miami that, with a quarterback who openly admits can't see over his own linemen, are probably going to try and run the ball very similar to a team who just ran the ball on you?
Yeah.
And so you got to make the adjustments. And if you do that on both sides, you should win and you should feel a little bit better about yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those ones that it comes along at the perfect time as long as you take advantage of it. Miami gives up a ton of points.
Right.
Miami gives up a ton of yards. They're not a good offense. You should be able to get after their quarterback. Like and it's at home where Penix has been better and the offense has been better in general.
Right.
All of the things that you would want in an opponent coming off of what you just went through against San Francisco, Miami has. Now, conversely, if you don't get it done, that makes it way worse, right? Like, if you – to me, there's kind of like three paths that this season takes post-Sunday. And there's more than that.
They better not choose the path less taken.
Well, they shouldn't. If they do, and I don't even want to entertain too much of that today, because if they do, we'll spend all week next week talking about it.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, Monday will be a reckoning, and
Randy
wants to do that.
Randy gets back from vacay for
Welcome
that.
Welcome back from vacation. Yeah. Let's just not even acknowledge that path, even though it is one. And if that does happen, then panic button and blah, blah,
Oof.
Blah. Like, yeah, right. Exactly. So, okay. The second one also isn't super fun to me.
But you don't look great?
And it sounds like Penix is going to play, but I don't know. There's still a couple days before that. Maybe he comes out Sunday and either something happens or he just looks hobbled or whatever. And Cousins plays well, and then there's that. Like, that's a different path.
See, I don't
different
mind that.
I do.
I don't.
I don't want that at all.
You don't want it because there's a conversation people are going to want to have that you don't want to even.
No. They're going to have it.
No, I know.
It's going to happen if that takes place. Now, again.
But we can have it very quickly and then advance. Because we both, and Randy as well.
We, yes.
I know.
But they, the coaching staff, need to win football games.
Well, they don't host a 3-hour show with a rundown that's prepared and then ignored and then decide what the conversation is.
I wonder if their plan is ignored. I don't know. Like, I wonder if maybe that's what the problem is sometimes. They have a good script and then they go off of it.
For me, like, that is not a thing for me. I understand. And look, I'm not hosting next week. You and Randy are, and you're going to have to deal with it in a little bit different way than I would have to deal with it.
Well, there's a really easy way for that not to be a thing ever, and that's for Michael Penix to start Sunday, play well enough for this team to win.
Stay healthy.
In a comfortable way, and stay healthy.
Right.
Which is what should happen. That's what should happen at home against the Miami Dolphins. And again, if they go out there and put up tons of points and he throws the ball all over the yard and it's a whole different, that's even like a fourth path that would be better than the one that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But what should happen on Sunday is, as long as Penix is healthy enough to play, he plays, and you go out there and you handle your business against a very bad football team. And if that takes place, it's not the most exciting outcome ever, but you're 4-3, you put the Dolphins behind you, and now you can start worrying about, you know, better opponents on down the road. But that's what I think we all are hoping for.
Yeah, and,
right?
And
just a professional victory on Sunday at home against a wounded animal.
I also think you're seesawing off of Tyler Allgeier's not touching it enough, and then you had a good run game. Tyler Allgeier's not touching enough, and then you had a good run game. And last week, obviously, and Bijan too. And I think considering potential limitations, I don't know, with Michael Penix, I think you'd like to see him throw the ball like 14 times.
Sure.
Like if you can get – we all talk about like stick to the run if it works. I think this is a game where even more than anything previously – if you can get the run game going and advance the ball and do what you need off of Bijan, off of Tyler Allgeier, because of just what's going on with Penix and the bone bruise, if you don't have to force him to move around, take hard steps, plant, do stuff like that, I think if you can win this game by leaning on that run more than any other game this season, you're certainly going to try to do that. And so I expect that to be the game plan. I know I made a joke with you. Like, if they run the zone to the right again, the first play offensively, like I'm going to lose it. Like, mix it up at some point. But if it works, it works. And so we'll see how that goes.
They are going to.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they're going to do. But again, I mean, they've had huge plays over there running that
play. By the way, do you have an issue with Raheem Morris winning coin tosses and taking the ball?
No, I love it.
I am not a fan.
Why?
I just think the value of, and it's a potential, the potential score going in, score coming out, change of that game is more valuable, in my opinion, than getting the ball first and letting your offense set a tone, which ultimately most of the time this season means a field goal. Like, I just think the value of back-to-back possessions is too much.
I just like the idea of if they believe what they say their identity is, which is running the football and moving it and imposing their will in that way and scoring points, then I like the idea of putting your identity on the field first. Like, the best part of this football team should be handing the ball to Bijan Robinson.
Yeah.
And some Sundays it has been, and some Sundays it hasn't.
Right.
But I want to do that as soon as possible. If I can do that with 14 minutes and 53 seconds left in the first quarter, that's what I want to do. I don't want to wait a second to hand the ball to Bijan Robinson if I don't have to. And, you know, you're right. It hasn't worked every game.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
shows.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
That they've done it, but they scored a touchdown on that first drive against Buffalo, and I think that set the tone.
For me, the value of, all right, it might be a tight game. You can score and score on each side of the half, and it's no longer a tight game. Or if you're trailing, if you're struggling, you get one last chance, and then coming out of half, another chance. There's so much value there.
I like it because it feels aggressive, and it feels like you're confident in your offense.
Until they have the ball with a minute 50 before halftime, and then get the ball out of halftime, and you're like, well,
understood.
It was a seven-point game. Now it's 10, and now it's 17.
If you scored a touchdown on your first drive, and then on your second drive, like you should against Miami, and then a field goal on your third drive, and then they have the ball going into halftime and coming out, and they suck, it won't matter.
How upset are you going to be if your defense isn't immediately forcing a three and out on Miami's first possession?
Like when Tua's
4 for 5, right,
56 yards on the first drive? I'm not going to enjoy that, no.
Right.
I'm not going to be surprised by that, but I'm not going to enjoy that.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.